This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you're listening to Jax.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
It is Lunar New Year. Kongi fat choy.
Kongi fat choy.
Kongi fat choy.
Yay.
Now, of course, I think Lunar New Year, I think of Chinese horoscopes.
Indeed. It's a very popular thing. Yeah, they're very superstitious. And yeah, it's a year of the Earth Pig, as we mentioned earlier in the show. So I got asking around, what's everybody's horoscope? What's your, you know, what's your sign?
Yes, and you know that by looking at the year of your...
Yes, the year, and there's 12, yep. There's 12 signs, they're all animals, and each year repeats every 12 years. So you may share a sign with somebody who's, you know, 12 years older than you, 24, 48,
and
so
then
on.
Where does the element come into it?
Like the element
earth, wind,
is
and
also,
fire.
Yeah, every set of 12 years has its own sign. So that particular year has a earth, right. Water, fire, etc.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great song. So I am 1985, so that makes me...
A wood ox.
A wood ox.
Wood ox.
Yeah, big hard wood ox.
And that does mean that you are telling everybody how old you are. That's the thing with the signs.
I'm not doing that.
Fine.
Oh, Dean. Well, then you don't get to find out your
prediction. I'm
your
a big wooden ox. Deal with that.
That was an ox.
Thank you, Vada.
Goodness.
Hello, Vada.
So what's in store for Jacqueline this year?
That's too much Chinese broccoli.
Well, what would you like to know about Jack?
What are the options?
Love, health, or career?
What do you think I'm going to pick?
Love.
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 Tell me. My career's always going gangbusters.
Oh, we might as well just touch on your general prediction of who you are.
Yes.
So this is what the very knowledgeable interwebs says. Oxen are very dignified and authoritative. They have an amazing sense of self-confidence, are direct in their transactions with others. They do, however...
there I go again.
Direct as it gets. However, they do have a bit of a short fuse.
What?
And have no problem...
Dean, are you hearing this?
yes.
And have no problem saying what is on their mind.
Oh.
Yes.
Accurate?
That's a lot of ox crap. That is actually very, very on point. I'm a fiery little cracker.
You
Some
are.
Other famous oxen include Barack Obama, Meryl Streep, and Jim Carrey.
What a beautiful group of people.
They sure are.
Can I ring them?
Yeah.
Get them in the
We've
line.
We've got them on speed dial. Quick, play that sound again.
Barack, if you're listening, 0427 Joy949.
So you want to know about love. Let's
yes, please.
Get into it. The luck in love relationships will be good for you, oxen of 1985. If you are single, you may find the right one and should take the chance to start a relationship, or you will miss the opportunity and have to wait for a long time.
But what opportunity, Annie? When? Where?
I hear
Dr.
Chris Brown's free.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tune in next week because we have something off our
sleeves
involving... got some good wood.
Annie?
You are with Jack and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive. Now, we've asked the question.
Yes.
What horoscope are you?
What's your zodiac sign?
What's your sign?
So, Beck. Hey, Beck.
Hey.
Beck is a Taurus tiger.
Ooh.
Which I believe is some sort of bull tiger.
It'd be a stubborn tiger, I reckon. A Taurus, yeah.
Taurus tiger.
Well, Taurians like beauty as well. They're a big fan of beauty.
I thought it was an element
and
then
earthy.
A thing. What does a Taurus tiger mean?
Taurus and a tiger. So, born in March.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can't be mixed.
If you got to explain
Don't speak
it.
Off mic. You can't mix. Anyway, here we go.
And Christian.
Christian's too many things. You're going to have to read this out. I'm having a panic attack.
It's a list. A water, rooster, cancer, Scorpio, rising.
All right, mate.
What's your ascendant, though, Christian? What's your ascendant?
What does that even mean?
So a Scorpio rising. So rising, I think, is where the moon was when they were born. So the sun was in Cancer, and the moon, I think, is Scorpio. That's the rising. And water, rooster. So a wet...
Oh, wet cock.
No. I set him up.
And it's rising.
It's rising.
And I'll make him rise. That's very rude.
They were talking about horoscopes.
Yes.
We're giving away a double pass to the Gymnastics World Cup.
We certainly are. Gymnastics World Cup. That is of the 21st to the 24th at Melbourne Arena.
And to go into the draw, all you need you to do is tell us your zodiac, whether it's Chinese or the other astrological zodiac. Now, Fosse.
Firecracker.
Fosse, what's yours? I know what you have written down.
What are we talking about?
What's
what
yours?
Is Chinese zodiac? Come on. Chinese zodiac. I think, well, I've only recently learned it's a tiger of sorts.
Mm, it's yes. A wooden tiger.
A wooden tiger.
A wood tiger. Hello, tiger.
Crouching like
a,
farter. Mm,
like a tiger.
A wooden tiger, crouching farter.
And what... we haven't got the... Do we have the stats on his wooden tiger? No.
Oh, no.
Probably what, there's stats on my wooden tiger?
Yeah, you know, maybe it means you're very...
Who's keeping the stats on
my... Well, some beautiful Chinese woman. We'll come back and have it after the break, talk about
you can't throw to the producer Annie like that. You need to give some warning.
And not with that sort of
I'm
question.
Oh.
You just looked it up, mate. I was wondering if it's on your laptop. What are you doing over there?
Who doesn't have stats on Fosse's wooden tiger?
Exactly.
I can see your joy.
Yeah. Thank you, Fosse. Thank you, Jacqueline.
What are we doing?
Soof has sent a message in. You guys are crazy funny. I'll stop her. You are.
Thank you.
You are. Thanks for bringing a smile to my face. Soof's Chinese zodiac, I hope I'm saying that right, is wood rat.
Wood rat.
Wood rat.
You dirty rat.
You dirty wood rat.
You little wood rat.
And Tristan, what do we find you were? You were a water pig.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, that sounds very dirty.
Doesn't sound too advertising, doesn't it?
It doesn't sound good.
Suckling pig.
Well, this year of the pig. It's not just any Tuesday, don't you know? Kongi Fa Choi, it is Lunar New Year.
Of course, it's the year of the Earth Pig, but Dean is an Earth rooster. And that's why I was crowing.
Yeah, it wasn't very pig-like at all.
Oh, God, that's pretty good.
Now, Annie, he knows all things. Annie knows all things. So, Annie, you're going to fill me in. What's my year ahead?
Yeah, all right. Well, let's get a general prediction of who you are as a person.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Let's start with
sit
that.
Back.
Yeah, sit back.
What about me? Let's talk about me for
the Earth Rooster has a deep and piercing mind.
Mm.
It is very confident. You're both very confident.
Yes.
The Earth Rooster is a persistent person that will always work hard to achieve their goals and will always do well when they commit to something. Their friends and colleagues think very highly of them and respect them. They usually enjoy art.
Ooh.
Oh, I like a bit of art.
Yeah,
like
sure do. Respecting thing. But I think everything else is pretty pretty spot on.
Okay, a bit rude. I think that was in your horoscope. That's a rude person. So now it's up to you, Dean. What would you like to know about love, health or career?
Yes.
Oh, let's go love.
Love. You're both little lovers. Well, the married or attached rooster, that's you, needs to be careful of your short temper and try not to fight over the little things.
Oh, that's close to home.
After you've had the chance to finally cool down, you will realise that there was no reason to get aggravated in the first place. What do you think, Dean?
Yes, the attached rooster.
The attached rooster.
Cockle doodle doo.
Strap on doodle.
It's the year when I'm going to have to learn how to load the dishwasher properly. Apparently, I'm not doing it right.
Who knew the horoscope would bring out the dishwasher?
Oh, always back to that. Just hand wash. Sorry.
Just hand wash your little cock.
I haven't got time for that. Goodness me.
Yeah, it's too big.
This is the funniest show I've done since I came on board in November.
But also that's rude. It's been funny all the time.
It's always funny. You can go to our Facebook page, Jack and Dean on Joy.
Yes.
And see a little photo that we took earlier today where we were having a chat with Matt Webb.
Matt Webb, yeah. Yes, the tour guide.
And you'll see the lovely Tristan in his lovely... What colour are we calling this, Tristan?
Orange.
Yes.
We've determined that you are a water pig.
Yes. Yeah. And it's the year of the pig, so it's your year, Tristan.
Uh-huh.
And I don't blow it up. But unfortunately, in the Chinese tradition, when it's your year, sometimes it's unlucky. We'll see what happens with your predictions. But we'll get a general sense of who Tristan is with your little description here. You tell us if it's accurate or not, okay? Water pigs are born smart and adaptable, and they are good at speaking. They are also responsible and serious in work, but sometimes too subjective, dependent, and a little stubborn.
Oh, Tristan, how do you feel about that? Do you feel attacked?
A little bit.
It's a bit loud.
Well, Well, you know, there's some other famous water pigs, just pigs in general. Hillary Clinton, Elton John, Arnold Schwarzenegger. So they're all great. And what would you like to know about, Tristan? Health, love, or career?
Well.
Health? Health.
Health.
All right. Well, it's a short one. Beware of flood, fire, and other accidents.
How is that possible?
In general, the overall situation for health will be poor and requires more attention. Oh, no. Well, you want to do one more? Maybe love.
Yeah.
For you partnered pigs, you need to take care of your partner's feelings and never ignore him or her due to busy work. Talk more with each other and fix a problem in a timely manner rather than acting on impulse and ruining your relationship.
Oh, that's lovely.
And hi, Chris, if you're listening.
Hello, yes. Chris. Yeah.
Now, it is Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year. It's not just China, it's also Vietnam and other
Asian countries. Yeah, yeah. Do celebrate.
Mm. Now, and you prepared a bit of a quiz.
Oh, I certainly have. So, Lunar New Year trivia, I'm going to call this segment.
Yes.
The first part of it, part one, is guess the invention / what am I?
Okay.
So, I've picked a few Chinese inventions and it's up to you to be on your buzzers.
Do you want to test our buzzers?
Test our buzzers.
All right, so I'm a wooden ox.
Yep.
So, I'm going to go...
And Dean?
I'm a rooster, so I'm going to go, ah!
And maybe Tristan, if you want to jump in as well, what's yours?
Oink.
Oink. Oink. There you go.
Great.
There
you go.
Okay, so I'm going to... I've replaced the invention word. I'll just choose a sound. I'll choose a cockle-doodle-doo. And so, number one... The cockle-doodle-doo, 6,000 years ago, it was invented. One of the oldest fibres originated in China as early as... Yeah, 6,000 years ago.
Oh! Silk.
Silk, you're correct.
Yes.
Jacqueline, 1 point.
Suck it, everyone.
1 point to Jacqueline.
Question two. There's another cockle-doodle-doo we have. Legend has it, a person named Lu Ban, a Chinese carpenter and inventor, created the first cockle-doodle-doo inspired by children using lotus leaves as a rain shelter. He created the cockle-doodle-doo by making a flexible framework covered by a cloth. Oh, Dean.
Is it the umbrella?
Yes, it is.
Well done.
Well done.
Yeah.
One to Jack, one to Dean. Tristan to join
the yeah, and okay. The final cockle-doodle-doo, 12th century China. The first cockle-doodle-doo were invented in 12th century China where medieval Chinese magistrates, wore smoke-coloured lenses to conceal their eyes and feelings during trials.
Cockle-doodle-doo!
Dean?
Opium.
Sunglasses.
Oh. Sunglasses.
To conceal the opium.
I thought the Italians invented sunglasses.
Wikipedia does not lie, Dean.
Yeah, what are you trying to say? They're all right. Natural.
You ready for some Who Am I?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh. All right. First, who am I? I was born in Hong Kong in 1946. When I was 17 years old, I moved to Melbourne and completed my secondary education at University High School. I became a teacher.
Mel's Last Dancer.
No, but you didn't buzz, Dean. It's not Mao's Last Answer. I became a teacher and then became successful as a restaurateur in 1973. In 1991, I contested politics for the first time and was elected as one of the councillors of the city of Melbourne. Dean.
John So.
Correct.
Oh, I totally would never have remembered his name, but I thought, that guy.
That guy.
And then I thought, the flower drum, because you said restaurant.
Yeah. Well, close, no cigar. Okay. Next one.
Score recap. Jack, one, Dean, three.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, there's two more questions left. All right, next, who am I? I was born in 1985 in Malaysia. I was raised in New Hampshire in the United States as well as in Singapore. I went to the University of Melbourne where I lived at Trinity College. I graduated with a Bachelor of Laws. Yes, Jacqueline.
Ronnie Chang.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
What an ox. What an ox. 2-3.
Yeah. 2-3. Wow. He's the final one.
I wish he was my boy.
I was born in Melbourne in 1993. I began acting classes at the age of 15 and toured with the Victorian Youth Theatre to the Adelaide Fringe in a production of the Big Friendly Giant. Yes, Jack.
Is it producer Annie Louis?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, you've had joy.
It's a draw.
It's 3-3.
Yeah.
Well done. Oh. Congratulations to you both.
Dean's not going
to
be able to sleep for weeks.
Oh. I got a 3 first, so you know.
Oh, all right.
I think we all learned something there.
Let's trade salaries.
No.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.